Hey, it's Jen and Aaron, founders of Trailblazer Co., and we're talking today with Naz Bafano, founder of Thistle Industries. We can't wait for you to learn more about who she is and what she does. So, Naz, first off, tell us who you are.
So, my name is Naz Bafano, and I'm the owner and designer behind Thistle Industries, a handmade leather bag and accessory business located in northern BC. My life has taken me many places into many different jobs and industries, but even from a young age, I always wanted to own a design business. And even the Thistle logo and brand was something I actually drew up when I was like 19 years old, and it always kind of held it in the back of my mind until I was ready to start this business.
Oh, I get goosebumps. Okay. Yeah. No, so how did you get started with Thistle Industries? Tell us the origin story there.
So as I said, I've sewn my entire life and was often designing clothes in my head while I was away doing other work. And then one winter I had limited work, so I had some time off. And my sisters and I had always wanted cowhide bags. One of my sisters was having a baby, so she wanted a cowhide diaper bag. My other sister wanted a cowhide backpack. And I always wanted my own cowhide duffel. So I started by buying a couple of hides and making those three bags. And then I found myself waking up in the middle of the night thinking I could do a better job of that. So then I made another bag and another bag until eventually I spiraled into what is now Thistle Industries. And at this time, I still haven't designed a cowhide duffel bag for myself yet.
That's how it always goes. Yeah. So Naz, what connects you to the remote lifestyle that you live and what anchors you there?
I grew up in a small town in southern BC and was always involved in 4-H and lived on a farm. So rural life has always appealed to me. I spent a number of years living in various places around BC and, you know, traveling different countries and living in cities. But I just always really liked the rural lifestyle and the northern BC, especially just the space and actually the wild animals up here. You can be just 15 minutes from town and see like a moose or a lynx and a bear. And it feels exactly what living in Canada should feel like.
Cool. That's wild. Totally. Yeah.
And like, so what makes your handcrafted leather bags and accessories so unique? What's that special sauce that you have?
It's the thought and the detail behind every piece. So if you follow Thistle on social media, you'll see that I design all the patterns and spend a lot of time prototyping and testing different products. So the thought begins on like, what do people want in a product and how can I make something I haven't seen before? For example, there are a lot of fringe bags available right now as fringe is back in style, but I spent a lot of time looking at what was available and trying to find what was missing in both shape and like style of a fringe bag, and eventually created the shakedown bag, which has like symmetrical but curved fringe and something that you don't see on the market. I also spend a considerable effort into the fabric that lines the products, and then you'll only find that lining in Thistle products. It's all drawn in-house, which makes it extremely unique. So going back to the previous answer about like Canadian animals, their newest product or our newest bag lining is a kind of Day of the Dead inspired design, but instead of a skeleton horse, it's a cowboy riding a skeleton moose. So you're just not going to find that anywhere else.
No. Okay. And so where do you see your business in 2 years?
Currently, I'm running the business full time and still contracting doing specialized helicopter work where I can fit it in. I'm hesitant to let that part of my life go and let that skill set go. But in 2 years, I would like to be mostly just working on the business and moving into doing just the designing aspects of it. So maybe less of the manufacturing, just putting my focus and energy towards new designs. That being said, if the last 3 years has taught me anything about running a business, I feel like whatever I think is going to be happening in 2 years from now is probably not what I'm planning for, and it's going to be something entirely different, but I'm planning on keeping the brand moving forward while still keeping everything in-house and handmade in Canada.
That's awesome. And so what is your intention, you know, behind your business and the products you put out? Like what is that message that you have that goes with it?
I want to design and create for people like me. So I've always been intrigued by fashion, but I'm wary of its overall impact and trying to find that balance of individual style and practicality. So when I create a piece, I think about the person who would want to wear it. Someone who values companies staying local and keeping manufacturing in Canada, someone who wants a long lasting product that stretches beyond the current trend and who wants to stand out from the crowd. So both, I try and make things that are both practical and a useful product that you're proud to wear.
I love that.
And timeless, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what is this summer's must-have piece?
The bandolier. So you may know it about 20 years back as a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Now they go as belt bags or bum bags, but pistol industries, we call it a bandolier. It can still be worn around your waist, but more commonly being worn crossbody. And it's an essential piece for summer because it's small enough to not weigh you down when you're out on the day doing everything, but you can still fit your phone, wallet, keys, and a couple other small items in it.
Okay, amazing. And then where can readers follow along and also support and shop from you?
Yes, so if you're looking for our products, the easiest way to find everything is just shop our website, pistolindustries.ca. I also recommend following us on either Instagram or Facebook, because that shows like more photos and videos of our products and to see what's coming up next. As I mentioned, every design begins with a prototype and then it can be many months before that piece is put into production. So following along on social media will give you an inside edge as to like what's coming soon and what are the latest leathers. So if you see something you like, you can either message me or know that leather is going to be making its way into production shortly. And then of course, come to see us at a market or event. We'll provide the best shopping experience as you can feel all the products. And then as far as supporting us, yeah, the best way to support small, like any small business, is still word of mouth. Whether that's word of mouth with friends and family or posting on social media, the internet's an amazing tool, but it can be really challenging for a small business to stand out. So if you love your new bag, then sharing your experience with friends or followers is always greatly appreciated.